As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and I'm your host. And I'm in a bit of a different spot. This is my loft, and I'm in the home that I recently purchased and renovated, and it feels so good to finally be showing it off and show you that everything that I put into it. And it's very overwhelming. It's friggin' awesome, but it costs so much money, and it costs so much stress. But it's friggin' awesome. And if you ever get the chance to do this for yourself, if you ever get the chance to renovate a home, buy a home, and do it with somebody that you love, I really highly recommend it. It's such an amazing experience. And I'm so thankful. And I've actually been doing this with my father, which has been my favorite part about the whole thing, right? I've been able to purchase a home, and that's great. That's friggin' amazing. But the best part of it is that I've been able to build a stronger relationship with my father that I lost because I grew up playing sports. And when I stopped playing sports, when I injured myself, when I got my concussions, when I got my head injuries and my broken limbs, I stopped playing, and that kind of like stopped our connection, or as strong as one, which was tough for me. And I think tough for him too. It was definitely difficult. But this house has really brought a lot of people together. And it's been a beautiful experience for, I feel like, a lot of people. And I'm so friggin' thankful for it. And so I wanted to take this time. Hello, welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. I wanted to take this time to just talk about, you know, how I'm feeling. I feel like I've been helping a lot of people, but I might be a person that might need a little bit of help right now. And that takes a lot for me to say. I feel like I've been in a spot in the past few years where I've been quite stable in my life. And I've been able to give advice, and I've been able to help people, but I feel like that ability is maybe slowly going a little bit away. So I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to take a chance to talk about it. And I have been feeling a little bit imposter syndrome-y, which I know I've talked about before, but I just feel like my self-worth has diminished because I don't necessarily know who I am. And what's really interesting to me, I think that's the worst part, is that, you know, things can be so sad in my life, but I'm so interested in why I feel the way I do, and that goes with anybody else, is that when we are sad, when I am sad, I'm interested. I take a second and I stop and I listen to myself, and I'm trying to understand why I feel the way I do versus actually feeling it. And it's a tough spot to be, but I've been taking this time lately. That's the reason why I didn't post last week's podcast, because I've been taking some time. I felt like I wanted an authentic podcast, and I've been having a lot of trouble lately understanding who I am. And the stress of it all, I feel like stress is really implemented in my life, which isn't my favorite thing. And stress can be a good thing too. Stress can be a motivator, but right now stress is a demotivator for me. It's not my favorite thing. I get a lot of comments asking, "Oh, Joey, why are you so skinny?" I actually stopped my gym membership because it was a hard place to go to when I didn't feel like I was my best, and I was putting so much time and effort and all of my strength into this home. And not that I didn't get anything out of it, but I was just not used to it. It was like kind of like a shock for me. And I'm obviously so grateful that I'm able to do this with my life and be here. But it's been a really hard time. And so I canceled my gym membership. And the main reason is because of financials. And it's not that I'm necessarily struggling, but when you purchase a home, it's the biggest purchase of your life. What you're used to having is completely gone. You spent the most money you've ever done. And I had to do that on top of renovating it. And it was shocking for me. And this year, to be honest with you, this year's been a little bit slower with work and stuff because I haven't been able to post as much. I've been just working on my home, and it's a hard thing for my brain to understand, like, hey, it's okay that you're not succeeding in every aspect of your life right now. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It just means you're doing it different. And you're not like everybody else. You're not like all your other influencer friends that are in LA or have OnlyFans that are making like $1 million a month. You're not like that. You're different. And it took me a while to understand that. I mean, I'm still trying to understand it. And so it led me down a path of just like instability, I guess. My entire life growing up, I always felt with my family that we didn't have as much money as my friend's parents. And that's not to say I didn't have a great life. I had an amazing life or upbringing. I'm still living. So my life isn't done yet. But my parents did amazing with what they had. But we didn't have everything. I had friends that whatever they wanted, they could get because their parents were financially well off. So I've always stressed about money.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
My first paycheck I saved. I saved. I didn't spend any of my money at all. I paid off my college tuition before I even went because I saved so much money from working so many jobs and hustling. And so being in this position now is, I would say, unfamiliar for me. This doesn't feel like a safe spot for me. And I'm trying to really enjoy it, but I'm also having a really hard time with the stress of it all. And I'm trying to balance it. I am having fun. Like I said, I'm enjoying building my relationship with my father and stuff, but it definitely took more of a toll than I thought it would. And I think these endeavors that we go on, we can only see so far. Whenever we want to try something new, I know there's a lot of people and they try to figure it all out before it happens. And that's not always the case. For this, I really tried to plan as much as I possibly could, but things went wrong and things go wrong in your life and they're not always perfect. And that's why it's so important to have the support around you. Because if I didn't have my parents, if I didn't have my lovely girlfriend and her mom and family members that can help me out with everything that I'm doing, and then I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even have made a YouTube channel. You know, I wouldn't even have started anything of what I do. So when I look back on that, I'm able to appreciate more of where I am. But it's hard to do that within the moment. And so when we feel stressed, when I felt stressed, I would kind of have to revert back to a different time in my life. I often go back to when I first move out and first figuring out how I was going to be an adult. I didn't know how I wanted to function. And I think at that moment, I think about that being my like kind of like my stable part of life because I didn't have to spend money on anybody else. I wasn't dating anybody. I didn't have a dog. I had a brand new car. So like I was able to finance that, but like I, there was no worry about it breaking down or anything like that. Like I didn't have many worries in my life and I was able to do whatever I wanted to do. And so when I'm stressed out, I think about that time. I think about how grateful I was and how grateful I am that I've lived it. But I also think that at that time, what were the things that I was doing? Because I wasn't just doing things because I was stressed or I had to, or I had to find money or I had to work. And I wasn't doing anything like that. I was doing things that I actually enjoyed. And going back to doing things that we actually love to do will give our bodies a shock to remind ourselves why we are where we are and what we're doing, maybe what we're doing wrong. And one of the things that I was doing is I wasn't focusing on myself. I was focusing on being this whole different type of person. I was trying to understand homes. I was trying to understand finance and mortgages. And I wasn't listening to myself. I was just trying to be somebody else. And that's what I had to do to get to where I am. I had to kind of play this different character. And I'm here now, but I've realized that I've kind of lost myself a little bit. And I don't mean in a negative way. It's not always negative. Everybody thinks everything is always negative. It's not. It's just important to acknowledge. And I may seem sad right now. I may seem stressed. And it's because I am a little bit. I am. I'm not at the best point of my life, but I know I'm going to get there. I know that even though I'm at the bottom of where I want to be, even though I'm not feeling the best, I know deep down that tomorrow is going to be a better day. The day after that is going to be a better day. All I have to do is make it there. And I'll prove to myself that I can do it again. And I think that just that little nugget is helping me. I always think back to my mom's, this quote that my mom said, and it's nothing new. It's probably something that somebody else has said, but she always just said, whatever happens, happens. We'll figure it out once it happens, right? Because we can spend all of our time planning and worrying. And that's what I did with all of this. I planned it. I made plan A. I made plan B's. I made plan C's. I tried to figure it all out. And it got to the point where I had to make a plan D. And it popped out of nowhere. I didn't know I had to do this. And so there's going to be these times in our lives that are unknown territory. And that's when support is super important, because there's definitely somebody out of your friend group that has been there, that has felt that. And it's not that they have to be able to give you the best advice you're ever going to see, but I think just about being there for somebody is the most important thing. And so I'm thankful that I have my partner being here for me and being here together and being able to enjoy this time. It's definitely helped. And like I said, with my father, it's been amazing. But I haven't managed stress the best, which I wanted to come out on this podcast and say, because I'm definitely still working on it. But that's where we are now. I wanted to give you a little update. So thank you for listening to me. And if you can relate, send me a DM. I'd love to read them, even if I don't respond to anything. I love just knowing that you're here. So thank you for listening. And tiny little thing, I'm working on a podcast with somebody else. So I'll have two podcasts and I'm very excited. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you later.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.